KJAN Sports. Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's take a look at sports from last night. First in high school basketball locally last night in a doubleheader heard here on KJAN. The Atlantic boys basketball team didn't take long to get in a groove for the new season. The Trojans jumped on top of Creston 17-4 by the end of the first quarter and never looked back in a 62-36 opening road win. The Trojans led by 14 at halftime and pushed that lead to 25 by the end of the third. Atlantic shared the ball well with three players finishing in double figures, 16 for Skylar Handlos, 14 from Dayton Templeman, and 10 from Garrett Reynolds. The Trojans also did a great job on the boards and limited the Panthers to a single-shot possession for much of the night. Creston falls to 0-2 on the season. They'll travel to St. Albert next Tuesday. Atlantic is 1-0 as they open their season. They'll welcome Glenwood Friday to Atlantic, and we'll have that game for you here on KJAN and KJAN-TV. Another Hawkeye 10 boys basketball last night. Carroll beat Kemper Catholic 77-41. Clarinda over Red Oak 53-39. Denison beat Maple Valley 71-55. Southwest Valley over Shenandoah 60-56. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW 68-47 winners over Audubon as Braden Lund had 27 and Kyle Sternberg 22 to lead the Vikings. Trainer beat IKM Manning 62-40. Tri-Center over Riverside 67-35. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Boyer Valley beating Cam 46-45. It was Exira EHK over Glidden Ralston 75-55. Easton Nelson had 31 for the Spartans. Woodbine over West Harrison 51-40. From the Corner Conference, it was Bedford over Essex 67-15. Clark over Stanton 52-50. Also around the region, Lennox beat Orient Maxburg 85-19. In girls' high school hoops last night, the Atlantic girls' basketball team put together a solid outing in their opener, but they came up 2 points shy of a rated Creston team, 67-65. Atlantic trailed by 9 at the end of the third, but rallied back to momentarily take a lead late in the game. Creston got a big late transition bucket from Sam Dunphy to give them the edge. A last-second drive and close-range shot from Haley Rasmussen was blocked, and the Panthers grabbed the rebound as time ran out. Creston was led by 25 points from Dunphy, 22 from Kelsey Fields. The Panthers improved to 2-1 on the young season. They'll host Grandview Christian on the 7th. Haley Rasmussen dropped in 29 to lead Atlantic, and Jada Jensen finished with 10. As Atlantic will host 3A number 1 ranked Glenwood on Friday night, we'll have that game for you as part of our doubleheader on KJAN and KJAN-TV. Also in the Hawkeye 10 on the girls' side last night, it was Carroll over Kemper Catholic 61-43, Denison beating Maple Valley 55-17, Harlan edging St. Albert 44-42, Red Oak over Clarinda 41-37, Shenandoah beating Southwest Valley 55-49. From the Western Iowa Conference, Claire Harris had 14 points to help lead AHSTW to a 10-point win, 51-41 over Audubon. Tri-Center defeated Riverside 38-27. Trainer over IKM Manning 52-39. Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 42-32. Rolling Valley Conference play saw Cam over Boyer Valley 62-41. Peyton Sherdan beating Arweva 49-32. From the Corner Conference, Stanton over Clark 56-38. Bedford beat Essex 67-50. Also around the area, Lennox over Orient Maxburg 64-11. Panorama beat Mount Air 50-32 last night. Also some high school wrestling around the area last night at Southwest Iowa. It was Trainer beating Southwest Iowa 63-11. Trainer beat Woodbine 68-9 and Southwest Iowa topping Woodbine 42-30. Also at I-35 last night, Creston, a 57-17 winner over Interstate 35. Creston downing Nottoway Valley 72-9 and Winterset beating Nottoway Valley 75-3. Elliot Cooney picked up wins in both of his matches against both Creston and Winterset, while Kalen DeVault was a winner also for Nottoway Valley in his match in the Creston duel. The Iowa Hawkeye women face another in-state test tonight with a visit to Drake. This will be the Hawkeyes' first road test after opening with a home win over UNI.
And traveling with the new protocols and in place is, I'm sure, going to bring up some issues, but I think that it's good that we're getting a road game before we enter into the Big Ten, because it'll prepare us, you know, in less than 2 weeks we're at Michigan State. So I think that it's good that we're getting a road game.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says the in-state games are always hard fought. Drake is 1-1 after a loss at Wisconsin Green Bay coming into tonight's game. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, Matt Coleman III scored 16 points to help number 17 Texas beat Indiana 66-44 in Tuesday's semifinals of the relocated Maui Invitational in Asheville, North Carolina. That sends the Longhorns to the tournament's championship game for the first time. Rocket Watts scored 20 points. Julius Marble had a career-high 12 to help number 8 Michigan State beat number 6 Duke 75-69 last night in the Champions Classic. Jalen Wilson had 21 of his career-high 23 points in the second half and posted his first double-double, helping number 7 Kansas get past number 20 Kentucky 65-62 in the Champions Classic. Also last night, Leaky Black had a big driving basket at the 102 mark, followed by a clinching free throw with 5 seconds left, helping number 14 North Carolina hold off Stanford 67-63 in the semis of the Maui Invitational. Also, number 15, Virginia, rebounded from a stunning loss to San Francisco with a win over St. Francis 76-51. And number 12, Villanova, a winner over Hartford 87-53. Iowa receiver Amir Smith-Marset thought his football career might be over after his arrest for drunk driving. Smith-Marset was arrested following a week 2 loss to Northwestern and returned after serving a 1-game suspension.
After it all happened, you know, I just felt down. I feel like I let the whole team down, coaching staff, my teammates, my family, myself. But once it happened, talked to Coach Ferentz about it. We moved past it. And that whole week, I was just, you know, coming back in, just trying to work hard, earn the trust of my teammates again.
Smith-Marset has a goal of playing in the NFL and knows his arrest will be something he's forced to overcome.
I'm just, you know, willing to do whatever, go out there and do whatever it takes, you know, to prove to NFL teams that, you know, I'm ready to play at the next level, grow up, mature a little bit more, and, you know, just be ready to put my best foot forward.
Smith-Marset says he needed to earn the trust of his teammates and his coaches. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeyes feel fortunate to have played their full complement of games. Half the teams in the Big Ten have had one or more games canceled, and the Hawkeyes take a 4-2 record on the road to Illinois.
And I don't want to make it sound like, you know, we're doing something nobody else is doing, because I don't think that's the case at all. I think part of it is luck. I really believe that as a human being and as a football coach, I think there's certainly an element of luck involved. You know, that's just a non-scientific background looking at this whole thing.
After 2 frustrating losses to open the season, the Hawkeyes have won 4 straight, and Ferentz says the Hawkeyes take on an Illinois team that's also improved after a slow start.
When I look at last year's game with Illinois, that's exactly what that was all about. I mean, that was a tough, hard-fought win right down to the wire. And that's what we need to be prepared for again this week, because it's based on what I saw when they were over at Nebraska, they got it humming pretty good.
Kickoff from Champaign Saturday at 2:30. Tune in for the pregame show here on KJAN Saturday. We'll have it starting at 12:30. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell is confident his team is not satisfied after clinching at least a share of the Big 12 title. The 12th-ranked Cyclones close out the regular season at home against West Virginia.
The really easy thing for us is, you know, we've watched the opponent that we're about to play a lot of times this year because we followed them. And, you know, they jump off the film because of just how talented of a football team they really are.
Campbell says at 5-3, the Mountaineers have been playing at a high level. Now, this will be the final home game for a senior class that's been a big part of the turnaround of the program, and Iowa State will allow a limited number of fans to watch Saturday's game. But for the most part, this season has been unfolding while the program has been socially distanced from its fan base.
I hope what they are watching and witnessing during tough and trying times maybe can be a little bit of beacon of hope to each of them. You know, we can't be back to normal right now, and at some point I'm sure we will be in this country, but I think that, you know, how our young people have approached what they do and how they've approached their business, hopefully we've given them a little sense of satisfaction and maybe a sense of enjoyment.
Kickoff from Ames is set for 2:30 Saturday afternoon. Number 2 Notre Dame wrapped up a spot in the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship game by virtue of the league shuffling its schedule Tuesday to create an open date for the Fighting Irish and number 4 Clemson before their likely rematch on December 19th. The ACC announced Notre Dame's game against Wake Forest, which was rescheduled for December 12th after being postponed in late September, will not be played. The first place Irish host Syracuse on Saturday to complete their regular season. Clemson's postponed game at Florida State will also not be made up. The Tigers can clinch a spot in the championship game with a win at Virginia Tech on Saturday. And the Ohio State football team is resuming full practices in preparation for Saturday's game at Michigan State. Ohio State said in a one-sentence statement that the team would resume organized team activities Tuesday afternoon. The Buckeyes will do so while managing COVID-19 issues and will be without Coach Ryan Day, who tested positive last week. Number 3 Ohio State chose to cancel its game at Illinois last week because of an unacceptable number of COVID cases among players and staff in their program. Michigan's football team did not meet in person for a second straight day after Coach Jim Harbaugh said there'd been an increased number of presumptive positive COVID-19 tests. Michigan is scheduled to host Maryland on Saturday. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.